So our panel is Hot Topics, and there's really no hotter topic in tax in general right now, including oil and gas tax, than tax reform. So we're going to spend a significant amount of time talking about tax reform and what it means for the oil and gas industry. To the extent we've got time, we're also going to go through marginal well credit developments and some MLP qualifying income developments as well. So what are we looking at so far in terms of tax reform, and where are we at in the process? So right now on the domestic tax front, if you take a look at the proposals that have been made so far, they're really not revolutionary, at least not in terms of what you hear in the press when Congress talks about what they want to do with tax reform. There's no consumption tax being proposed. There's no value-added tax. This isn't even really a Bob Dole-style flat tax. Once we're done, assuming one of these proposals or some combination of them ends up being enacted into law, we're still going to have the tax code, the Internal Revenue Code of 1986, as amended. So the House passed its bill yesterday, as I'm sure all of you saw, and the Senate Finance Committee also passed its version of the bill out of the committee. The plan is that the Senate is going to consider the Senate's bill the week after Thanksgiving. So we'll see what happens, but it is still moving forward and moving forward fairly quickly. We're going to focus on the provisions that we think are most relevant to the oil and gas industry, and the conference has included several panels dealing with international taxation where I'm sure that tax reform was discussed. So we're going to focus mainly on the domestic or in general provisions and how they will impact the oil and gas industry.